In agricultural news, the EPA has denied a petition seeking cancellation of all registrations for the popular herbicide ingredient 2,4-D, used on millions of U.S. farm acres to control broadleaf weeds. It is found in about 600 products registered for agriculture, residential, industrial, and aquatic uses. In a petition filed on November 6th of 2008, the National Resources Defense Council asked EPA to cancel all product registrations and revoke all legal residue limits in food for the herbicide. The World Bank has cut its growth forecast for China today, adding to warnings the world's second-largest economy might slow too abruptly. The bank says that China's growth rate is projected at 8.2%, that down from 8.4%. Beijing is trying to steer growth that spiked to 10.4% in 2010. Import growth declined in March in China to 5.5% from 7.7% in the January-February period, a possible sign that Chinese domestic demand might be weakening. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said yesterday that farmers need to reduce their use of antibiotics in swine, cattle, and poultry to keep the drugs from becoming ineffective against human infections. The FDA singled out the widespread practice of using antibiotics to spur growth in food-producing animals and said it has to be phased out. Farm animals in the U.S. consumed 29.1 million pounds of antibiotics in 2010. In one of two guidance documents disclosed yesterday, the FDA is instructing drug companies to remove growth promotion as a valid use for the antibiotics. The World Trade Organization says the growth in global exports is expected to slow to a 3.7% rate in 2012. In its annual report released this morning, the World Trade Organization said that the growth rate for exports in 2011 was just 5%, a sharp deceleration from the 13.8% in 2010. Strategic Grains today downwardly revised its estimate for the European Union's 2012-13 grain harvest by 5.5 million metric tons to 282.8 million tons. The analyst group estimated that 6% of the area originally sown with winter crops will need to be replanted as a result of severe frosts in February. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.